Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. You're on The Burt Show.
The amount of time he was gaming was significantly having an impact on their relationship. So she broke his PlayStation. He didn't know that. And she was curious if she should go ahead and confess to him or not. If you guys missed that, you don't have to miss it forever. We got a podcast and we put every segment up there. BurtShow.com/podcast. All right, so Taylor here, 23 years old, is having her first boyfriend and is wondering, is dude being sketch online? Hey, Taylor.
Hey, oh my gosh. So, thank you so much because, you know, I'm low-key freaking out here right now.
All right, so let's try to talk about what got us to this point right now. So this is your very first boyfriend you have never dated, or is this like the first guy that you've actually been in a committed relationship with?
Yeah, no, he's my first ever BF. Like, I, like, committed, you know, together, you know, I've had flings and, you know, flirts and all that stuff. But, like, no, I could say that I love him. And I mean, like, and we've already said it to each other.
And how long have you been dating again?
Oh my gosh, like, almost 6 months now.
Okay. Because, I thought it had been a shorter amount. So, but, I mean, this is moving pretty fast.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like, you know, when you know, right? You know? So.
You know. You do know.
That's what they say.
So, but here's the deal. And this is what's so, you know, this is what's causing me to, like, have panic attacks is I think he may be talking to other people online. And I'm not really sure if he is. And I don't know what is okay and what isn't okay for him to be doing. I mean, I don't have any real proof, but I see him texting and DMing with people on his phone a lot, like a lot.
Now, could he, this is one of those things like, you know it when you see it. So could this be part, before we even get to the DMs, could this be part of his business? Like, does he have to interact with customers and stuff like that?
No, because he kind of has this, like, he shifts into, like, this, like, business guy. Like, he's like, hold on, babe, I gotta take this. Like, you know, and then it's, like, that side of him comes out when it is a work message or it is a work call, you know, versus, like, it's a mate or, you know, of his. And, like, you know, like, women, we know these things. And I don't know. I don't have any real proof, you know, but I ask him about it and I try to be kind of jokey about it so he doesn't think I'm the jealous type. And he keeps telling me that I'm just being paranoid, but I don't know if he's telling the truth.
When you say he's jokey about it, what exactly does that look like?
He puts on a clown costume.
Like, oh.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. That big red nose.
Yeah.
No, you know, you go like, you're texting all those millions of women that like you kind of thing. Or, you know, you're kind of like a little, like, funny about it. But, like, you know, trying to find out some information. And so it's like, I'm not sure if this is something that happens in all relationships or not. Like, I'm pretty new to this whole, you know, relationship, dating thing. So maybe it's normal, but maybe, I don't know. If it's not, I don't want to be with a guy who's talking to other girls behind my back. And, you know, and because it's just shady AF, you know? Mm-hmm.
Taylor, when he's pulling out his phone to DM or text these people, are you picking up a vibe that he doesn't want you to see what he's sending them? Does it seem like it seems like he's going into like another room?
He's more surreptitious about it, right? Like he's just, you know, it's not like, you know, like with work, he's kind of got this like lion, you know, bravado thing going on, you know, and like, oh, it's work. He's really proud of it. But like when it is something a little bit more what I'm thinking it is, he goes into like, he's more secretive about it.
Yeah, the only defense I can give him before we read the DMs, and I have been guilty of this, is that when my fiance walks into the room, I will turn my phone off or I will turn it down, not because I'm insecure of what I'm texting or DMing. It's just I'm trying to focus on her. So if I see the light on my phone go on, then my instinct is to grab it. So I'll put it on the other side, and she's gotten curious enough enough times that I'm just like, I'm not going to do that anymore, you know? But that's the only defense, I think, for it. All right, so you wanted us to test him last night to see if he was being appropriate online or not. So I will turn it over to Kristen at this point.
We opted to do Instagram scam. I have a girlfriend who I hit up that helps us out with these to catch a cheater scams if we're doing Instagram or a Snapchat sting. And my friend is not in her early 20s like you are, Taylor, and like your boyfriend is. So she was actually kind enough to create a fake Instagram profile. What we've learned is guys don't typically do a deep dive into profiles like women do, nor do they utilize reverse Google image search. So consider this your PSA, men, because y'all are thirsty. Or maybe it's because you're lazy. I don't know. You see somebody who's hot, you're not going to do any digging. So Taylor provided us with her boyfriend's Insta. My friend sent a DM from this fake account she created around 11:30 p.m. with a thirst trap attached. And she just hit him up and said, "You up?" question mark, and then attached the thirst trap, which was a hot picture of her brunette in her bra and underwear. The photo was taken selfie style from the neck down. And this was just an image that she Google searched.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm, like, nervous right now because it's like, I don't know if this is cheating or not cheating of him, you know. But anyway, go on. I'm really, my palms are sweaty.
He did respond. And he said,
"Oh God, okay.
I am now."
Oh.
All right. So immediately, right off the bat. So I don't know that I would consider this cheating, but I would certainly consider it inappropriate already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a response like that is disrespectful to me. You guys agree on that?
Very suggestive. I am now. Because like if you say you up, just like, yeah, just hanging with my girl. He's like, I am now.
Now. And this is last night?
Yes, this is last night at 11:30.
He was sleeping in my bed.
He wasn't sleeping. He was in that bed. He wasn't sleeping. Unless he did this in his sleep. There you go. It's possible.
Because I just crashed out.
I just spit on my
And he is, well, maybe that's when he went in to watch some I don't know. Like, oh my gosh.
All right,
okay,
hold on. Don't freak out yet because there's going to be plenty more for you to freak out about.
Okay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions.
She asked, "Are you looking to make any new friends?" To which he responded, "I have plenty of friends."
All right, that's a good answer.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
She responds, "Bummer." And he responds, "But I could use an FWB.
All right. All right. All right, now let's, maybe FWB means something else to somebody else.
Friends with books.
Yes.
That's a club that I have. Oh my gosh, I forgot. I saw him there last week. Taylor,
I am always looking for a friend with bruschetta because I love appetizers.
I like friends with boundaries.
I like friends with Baba Ganoush. I got Baba Ganoush parties.
So could be totally legit. All right, so yes, at this point, now we have crossed over from inappropriate to if my fiance got this and she responded that way, for me, this would be a definition of cheating. You guys?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yes.
We've crossed the line.
Yeah.
She goes, how about this FWB? And sent a second thirst trap, this time of a hot brunette laying on the bed, doing a selfie, highlighting that booty, but with the face removed, if you know the pose I'm talking about. Yeah, and then that's when he tried to video chat after she sent that thirst trap.
Okay, so hold on a second. God. Because you said at 11:30 last night, you're sleeping right next to this dude. So either he is trying to video chat while you're sleeping next to you, or he has removed himself and gone to another room.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, I remember like rolling over at some part, and I guess I just assumed like he maybe went and watched TV in the other room or something.
Yeah,
like, because the bathroom light wasn't like.
It is. It's the FWB network. Probably what he was watching.
It's different than the WB network.
Totally.
She declined the video chat because obviously she's not the woman in the photos that she's sending.
What a prude.
I know. And she followed up with, can't video chat right now. How about this time tomorrow night? To which he responds, I don't know if I can wait that long.
It's about to be over in about 2 minutes.
Yikes.
She goes, good things are worth waiting for. And she sent the third thirst trap. Still no face. And he said, you are definitely worth the wait. And she said, it's a date, kiss emoji. And that's how the conversation ended.
Yikes.
Okay, so you could go next level on this. You guys don't live together, right?
No.
Well, why don't you go to your place and why don't you be the one that videos him tonight? Ooh. At 11 o'clock, because he set up a date.
Wow. I like this. So all I have to do is send my friend, we would have to send you the fake Instagram that she set up.
Yep.
And give you the login and stuff. But you can log in from that Finsta, and you could be the one to video chat him tonight at 11:30.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the way
that's
to go.
That's diabolical.
That's the way to go. Right.
That is brilliant.
I
am freaking out.
You're not thinking about sticking with this guy now, right? I mean, this is very, very clear. He's a creep.
I mean, he's a next level creep.
Yes,
like
he is.
Mm-hmm. Like sleeping at my house, but yet, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm speechless right now. I am freaking out.
If you do this tonight, right, and we end up setting up this video between you and he, you don't even have to say a word. Video starts. Flip him off. That's it. End of conversation. Hang up. End of conversation.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
You should.
I'm going to do it. And let him see. I want to catch him with his hand in the cookie jar.
Okay. Then we want to talk to you tomorrow.
All right. I'll get you all the Finsta information and the login so you can follow through with the plan, okay?
And your instincts were 100% right, and you should be utterly feel disrespected and pissed.
Better you know now.
Yes and yes. Okay.
If you need a shoulder to cry on, come on to our Friends with Books Club. It's happening next week.
All right, Taylor. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, okay? Hello?
I'm just so sad.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. You dodged a bullet, like Mo said. You don't have to spend any more time on this dude. Yeah, he's a piece. All right,
but I'm healed up for tonight. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it.
You got this.
Okay. Good luck, girl.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Okay.
Especially because it's her first boyfriend, too, man. That sucks.
I know.
That sucks bad.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.